you're claiming racism, something that for you is unusual. But just because it's unusual, far-fetched, odd, and natural, doesn't mean it's racist. So, Pro Nick, we'll start with you. What do you have for us?
All right. So, I have with you a real life racist situation that's close to home, and I thought of you. The reason why I thought of you, right, is because it was all this, or you know, when black people get themselves in situations and you're, oh, do you know your right, say this, say that. This, in my opinion, was so racist. If I was there, I'm pretty sure things would have gone down. I'm joking, I'm not fired. Okay, so,
so it's not first hand.
Oh, no, no, it's not fair. Yeah. Well, it's close to home, but not me.
Second hand,
yeah. Yeah, second hand. One and a half. Because I made it.
If it's not your story,
I didn't make it to the scene. I made it to the area, just not whilst it was going down.
Okay, so it's still second hand. Oh, carry on.
Hand and a half.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Second hand.
So, you know about our cousins that were in an accident and something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a long story, right? So, apparently, I was asking for a bit more details, what happened and stuff like that. So, apparently, it was at a roundabout, so you know how you check your right-hand side, right? You know, to make sure that, you
Let's
know,
hope
you
the insurance go, companies right? are listening.
Why?
Yeah? I know, she's on up to it.
The insurance find this podcast, and, oh, that's what happened! Oh, what you were at fault!
It's a shit. I'm sure they already know the details.
Yeah,
anyway,
because she rubbed her. It was my fault.
Nah, go on.
So basically, she was checking to make sure it's clear, but it wasn't moving as fast. But unfortunately, the car drifted to the other lane, yeah? And then it kissed another car, right? The other car was just a little bit scratched, right? Nothing major. It was their car that was damaged, you know, which I don't even understand how, but, you know, these things happen. So apparently, it's happened.
Cars.
Three black girls in the car, right? It's happened. And that's the time I think you received the call. Said, oh, what am I supposed to give? Because these people were like, oh, we are Australian, so we don't really know how these things work here, right? And apparently, I kid you not, they uttered the statement to say that, how do we know your car is not stolen? Now,
okay, yeah, I'm waiting for the racist part.
Under what circumstance do you bump into a person's car, and then your first thought is, how do I know that the car is not stolen?
What was the conversation?
There was no conversation. It was leading up to the driving license, the details.
So I'm saying, what was the conversation that was being had, and what responses were being given? Because, okay, before you carry on, this is how I interpret this. Obviously, I wasn't there, but from what you've telling me, this is how I interpret it. Now, obviously, it could be from an innocent point of view.
Let's hear it.
Why I asked, what's the conversation? So an accident happens, right? The person is maybe asking, oh, show me your driving license, show me your insurance papers, show me this. And maybe they're like, you don't need to see our driving license. You have the number plate, just take that, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, but, you know, we need all these details. How do we know your car is not stolen? That's, from what you've told me, that's the first scenario that came to mind.
Right, okay.
It's a statement that's uttered to support maybe the information they're requesting or whatever. So as a support to say, no, you have to give us all this thing, because if your car is stolen, then we'd need all that, if that makes sense. Yeah.
When you get into an accident, right, you request your insurance details, you exchange insurance details, right? As long as the car is insured, you can check there and whatnot. You can take the picture of a number plate. As long as the car is insured and you can confirm there and then, everything is Gucci, right? Under what situation does it even cross your mind that the car might be stolen
if it is not
three black people in the car?
When someone is being hazy about their details. So if let's say somebody bumped into me, even a white person, and I'm asking them for their name, their number, their insurance details, and they're going, I'm either going to assume the car is stolen, the car is not theirs, or they don't have insurance.
Okay, I mean, look at it this way. the accident has happened.
Mm-hmm.
The cars have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've all gotten out there at their car mm-hmm. to exchange details. She's already confirmed that the car is hers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're already giving each other details.
That's verbal confirmation.
It's
yeah?
not even up to her to confirm that the car is hers.
No.
The issue there should be about why. Okay, we've got into an accident. You and I have got into an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why should you be hesitant? Why are you like questioning whether the car is mine or not?
Because if it's not your car, and I call my insurance and say I bumped into this bar, but these are the details, blah, 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 and my insurance can't confirm that, now I'm left with a broken car that my insurance can't do anything about.
Okay, so the thing is that you can, okay, why go straight to what if the car is stolen?
Okay.
That is my question. There are so many things.
Let me agree with you in this situation.
There are so many things you can ask in wanting to confirm the identity of the person
mm-hmm.
or to state that the car is actually insured,
legal
to be on the thing without you suspecting, without the first thought being that the car has been stolen.
Okay, but was it the first thought though?
It was. Now that you're saying this, I would have loved to get them on the call to get the details properly, because I'm not gonna lie to you, when they told me the story, that statement stuck with me, because in my opinion, it's just we've all been in accident situations. Right?
Yeah.
It's never the first thought that comes. Nobody. I would argue. Unless if drivers have gotten out of the car and they're running, then yeah, you might be like, the situation I told you about.
So I would argue that, okay, in car crash accidents, I think it is more often for someone to think about if this car is insured. Mm-hmm. If this car is theirs or if it's stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if any of those three things are the case,
you're screwed.
And you don't get the things that you need, you're in the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So am I mad that the thought came to their mind? No.
That's always my first thought.
Do I think it came as a sort of racist undertones? No.
Mm-hmm.
Am I open to it being that with an explanation? Yes, 100%.
No.
But just because it came, because with three girls, I'm not seeing it. No.
To be fair, let's say we drive past an accident and mm-hmm. let's say one of the cars is really, really damaged.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, my first thought is always, I hope the person that hit them is insured, because that's a lot of damage.
Yes, insured, yes. That's the issue.
I'm just going to mm-hmm. a point where those are always my thoughts. I mm-hmm. hope that car isn't stolen. I hope they're insured. So my point is,
you actually think to yourself, I hope the car is not stolen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit on the naive side.
I hope, you know, like when the damage is bad, like, I hope they're not borrowing that car. Imagine taking that car back to your friend and be like,
you know what? I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Maybe we are different here, but I've never been seen an accident and then that train of thought comes to my mind that, I hope it's not a stolen car as well.
I get that.
I hope that car is insured. Because I could be driving someone else's car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that that car is not insured.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when an accident happens, the details you ask are, who is your insurer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I please take the thing number and you exchange names as well?
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please? Da-da-da-da. You can verify that with your insurance there and then if you want. Yeah, you don't question somebody or utter a remark that implies that they stole the car.
Okay, so
you don't.
I get that, and I understand that insurance is usually the first thing, and I would put some money on to say that before that statement was uttered, a question of insurance was already had. But this is Google. This is firsthand, so we can confirm after the fact.
Mm.
But I would put some money to say that this wasn't like you get out of the car. Oh, I hope your car is not stolen. Like, that's the first thing. No, I doubt that.
Secondly, can we check it? I think we should.
Just because that thought doesn't cross your mind, just because it crosses someone else's mind,
doesn't mean it's racist.
Mm. It doesn't even mean it's malicious.
Mm.
For you, a worry might be insurance. For someone else, it might be ownership, stolen.
Mm.
That's just different ways of thinking.
But can we be fair though, right? You would have to have a reason why you would think, what if this car is stolen?
The reason is that if the car is stolen, then you're in trouble.
I respect that. But you would have to have a reason.
No.
Something would have to incline you to, actually, you know what? This vehicle could also be stolen.
What I'm saying, Pronik, is that the same way that your thought is, I hope this car is insured, right? That's because if they're not insured, A, the person who's crashed is in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. B, the person who has been crashed, the person who has been hit, the person who has been hit is also in some sticky water, right?
I think Fasan is right. We should give them a call. Cut that part out.
The same reason.
And hear the experience. Let me add two more things. Because, again, I'm not sure how the other event happened, but a random person came as well, almost on the other people's side, asking about, oh, where is the nearest police station kind of thing, right? And apparently these two people that were in the car that was hit are Australians, and they uttered a statement saying that, we are Australian, so we don't know how things work here and things like that, And the last nuance is that apparently...
We're Australian, we don't know how things work.
Yeah, what relevance is that? I'm trying to... Because you were saying, secondly, that we're Australians, we don't know how things work here. So what are you saying by that?
So I'm saying, okay, with that one, I'm saying that, why is that going to be your first thought? I hope this guy is not stealing. You've already said that, I hope we are Australian. Mm-hmm. We don't know how these things work here. So I'm trying to build a picture to show you that, in my opinion, statement was an innocent statement.
Okay, go. Yeah? And then the last part,
this part of England, I don't know if I'm allowed to name it, but it's got like a very, very low... We're talking about not point something percentage of colored people is what I'm hearing. It's actually considered, but I would have to fact check that. So I'm not going to mention the place, but kind of like racist. It's highly, 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 highly like that. But these are
Australian people. They're not even people from this part of the...
Yeah, I mean, but to be fair, in his defense...
I did check that.
Australians are notorious for being racist. I don't know. I've never met a racist Australian. I've never met one as well. Australians are notorious for being racist. Okay,
that was one of my main questions.
So this is what I was saying.
Let me clarify. When they said we're Australian, we don't know how things work here, were they referring to how insurance works?
Yeah.
Insurance
I think everything. Or were they...
Like what happens when
I'm trying to understand how that statement links into the racist part.
It's all okay. So again, we would have to check on the order of events, but that part, it's all I'm painting that picture basically just to explain, to show you that of the questions that they asked, if you don't know how things work here, because I was trying to understand, and in Australia, do they ask each other for each other's licenses and things like that, or maybe ask each other those kind of questions? Mm. Because you've already said that you don't know how things work here. So if that's the case, if in Australia they would ask for your license, like take a picture of your license, for example, and also if maybe it's common that cars often in Australia are stolen, then that makes sense for me. I guess that could build a picture that shows that, okay, this was all in innocence, right? But if that's not the case... And I did ask, Australians do tend to be racist. If that's the case, this was a clear racist interaction on my...
Clear?
Wait.
Clear is
hang
a very
on,
strong
on.
Word.
Australians in tend to opinion, be racist. If that's the case, this was a clear... No.
In my opinion.
No.
In my opinion.
With the facts that you've laid down, it's a clear racist altercation.
Yeah, because for me, to be honest with you guys, that is out. That is... It's like...
So what you're saying is, just because it's not a question you would think of or you would ask, it must be racist.
No.
Because I'm saying I'm pronic.
That's
so
not a question I don't think.
The one thing you have going for you is, if it's true to say that the area is highly white and known to be quite racist. If that's the case, that's the only thing I can say that, okay, if it's the case that they live in a highly white area and an area that's known to be quite racist, it may be likely that they are racist. That's the one thing that you have... I'm fair. I don't avoid things, I'm fair.
The weird thing is that I can say, okay, fine. There's not a single person...
Did the people that encountered the situation think it was racist?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
No, like they said it was racist.
100%. One of them was telling me that they are lucky that my door jammed. I couldn't come out. At that remark, someone also opened their door and went out. Yeah, they did. Again, we can fact check this. But yes, 100%. What I'm saying is that we've all met nice people of all ethnicities, right? You can get across that information. You bump into a family of five, white people. You bump into them by accident, okay? Or they bump into you. Naturally, you need to get their details, right? Because that's a car accident. Your insurance is going to claim and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you need that information and they don't know that, you are going to say that, actually, you know, I need this information just to confirm your identity, to confirm that you're the owner of the car and stuff like that. I don't think, if you're being honest with me, in your head, it's going to cross your mind that the vehicle is stolen.
No, but...
So that,
but
hold then, on. But so then, the, but my, then my even point if is you that, say, hold on. Even if my you point say is a that in your like... head, mm-hmm. that's already been ruled out. Does that make sense? Because of the situation. So in your head,
if you
that's
say a statement like,
out.
We need to confirm this car is yours... That's implying that there's a possibility the car could not be yours.
Yes.
So it's different.
It could
work.
Be your mum's.
It's different.
It could be your dad's.
It could be
it could
stolen.
Be your boyfriend's.
It could be stolen.
And yes, it could be stolen, but that's not going to be the first thing that's going to come to your mind in that situation.
How do you know that's not the first thing that's come to that person's mind? Because now we are entering these Australian people's minds and saying what they intended. Because like you said, for you, mm-hmm. if somebody asks that question in a different way, you're saying that their intentions isn't to say the car isn't stolen. I could say, I need these details to confirm that you're the person that should be driving this car. In my head, I could be saying that statement because in my head, I'm thinking you've stolen this car.
That's fine. Then keep it in your head. And until it comes out, it's not racism.
No. Okay.
Until it comes out, it's not my problem. My problem
can
is
I say one thing?
It's voiced out.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Can I just ask? Hold on. Mm-hmm. In your example, why was it a family of five?
No, because
I'm sorry. I thought the family of five bit was going somewhere. I thought you were going to add something to it, but I've waited and waited and haven't seen why the family was of five.
No. The point was to paint an innocent picture because there are certain pictures. Okay, hang on, I was about to speak, she interrupted me. It's just something I was stuck in my head.
I hear what you're saying, but my issue is, and I think this is probably an issue that I have with a lot of people that claim racism. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it is, I'm not saying it's not, but in this particular example, mm-hmm. you're claiming racism, something that for you is unusual, mm-hmm. or something that for you maybe is far-fetched. Mm-hmm. I get that. But just because it's unusual, far-fetched, odd, unnatural, doesn't mean it's racist. Because the thing is, what we have to get down to is the fact that when we say racism, what would you mean when we say racism, right? We're talking about discrimination based on the color of these three girls, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what we have to ascertain is that, in calling it racism, is that the motivations behind these people saying the words mm-hmm. were purely because the girls were black.
Yes.
Because it could be because they were young.
Yes.
And that's not racism. Right?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, all three of them look like babies.
Yeah.
Right? They're adults, but they look like babies.
You could think they're going for a joyride.
Right? I don't want to jump on that. My point is mm-hmm. there could be 101 reasons why that statement was uttered. Mm-hmm. Whereas to you, especially because you know them, mm-hmm. it's an accident. There's no reason to assume that this car is stolen. Mm-hmm. For them, they may have seen something or heard something or whatever. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot of reasons why that statement was uttered.
Their skin color could be one of them. We're not saying it's not.
But from what you've told me, I don't see why we would jump to it was because they were black. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not getting any indication as to that was the case. Okay. Except that they were in a typically white area that's typically known for racism. Like I said, that's the only thing you have going for you. That's the thing that makes me think.
In your opinion.
Okay, that's the only thing that makes me think, like, okay, maybe it may have been.
Okay, to be honest with you, I get what you're saying. And yeah, of course, there could be a million things as to, you know, why that statement was said. But we're discussing the one that I think was said. And, you know, if based on what I'm saying, you guys are saying that, okay, I don't think that was the case. Fair enough. I can respect that. Mm. But in my opinion, it was unnecessary. And that's why I believe that statement came from a discrimination point of view, because these were three black men
in a, you're right, these are three black girls, and you're forming narratives that support that.
I was saying when I was talking to them that if it was three guys, maybe because they're Australian, maybe for them
that's the fact that they're already Australian should show you that the way they're thinking is different.
I do not believe that statement needed to have been uttered or even thought of, you know, at all, except the fact that they processed that these are three black women, you know, in my opinion. That's why I was saying that I believe this was
a, I hear a what you're saying. Direction.
Guess we're gonna have to agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree, and I would err on the benefit of the doubt for that one.
Fair enough. I mean, not to say I'm surprised. To be fair with you, one of these days I will come to you with a proper. But racial listen, interaction where there, you will, you where you will be like, you know what, Pronik, yeah, you're right, that was racist.
If Fasani gave us one where I was like, yeah, that's racism.
Which one?
The one where she got water balloon thrown into her car and said, go back to your country.
No, those are just naive young men.
No, I agree.
It wasn't because of my skin.
No, I agree. They were naive. They were stupid.
But it doesn't change the fact it was
racism. Yes, yeah. Because of that naivety,
they might just be consent for their car, but it doesn't change the fact that it's racism.
Consent for whose car? Okay. Their car. Don't worry. They threw the water balloon in my car.
So you listen. I don't listen to think. Don't see racism. No. My threshold, and I feel like all black people should be like this. No. The threshold should be raised higher, be so that the cases that are there are clear cut. Undeniable, and we can tackle them because there was one of our loyal listeners shout out to you, Ati, she usually sends us things like on our Instagram or whatever, just like links and whatever, things that she finds interesting and knows that we're gonna find interesting. And one of them was a black couple listed their house on the market. A estate agent came, I think valued it at, let's say, £900,000. They got a white couple in the house, changed all the pictures to white people and everything, took away, you know, the cocoa butters, whatever. And even as there's a black couple living there. I don't know if it was the same estate agent, but someone else came back, valued the house at like 1.6, 1.7, right? Well, million. I was like, okay, fair enough. Now, obviously, my first thought was, obviously, we have to keep in mind, if it was a same estate agent, that's a variable. But I admitted that, yes, this one could be absolutely a racist thing. Yeah, because I'm not there. So
what more
know.
Do you want?
We don't know all the variables.
I'm saying like could be.
What do you mean all the variables? No, it's about the story that's been given to you.
But it's about the...
Have you ever watched
Let's not go to Homes Under the Hammer.
Listen to the point she's going to make. It's a good point.
So Homes Under the Hammer, they'll get several different estate agents to come and evaluate the home before and after. And sometimes the difference is so vast. So one will come in and say, oh, you can rent this for $700 a month. Someone will come and say, oh, no, you can rent this $1,100 a month. Different estate agents. So there is discrepancies between estate agents. That's why he's saying
I'm not saying it means it wasn't. I'm saying, no, this was like this likely was, but that's a variable I have in my head. But
you are not sure if it was the same estate agent.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it was the same estate agent, 100%. Point blank, racism.
But you know that scale I spoke of?
Can we call her to find out? Do you have the article? Can we read to check?
Somewhere. But no, I'm pretty sure it was different because the same one...
Would know that.
You'd have to be stupid before you do that trap. You're like, Heather, it's the same house, you moron. You were here last weekend.
It can't be. Why are there white people everywhere?
Oh, no, but that one, I was like, yeah, no. There's definitely more chances that it is racist than it is not. So I am very, just to tell listeners, I am very fair. Yeah, but in fact, I think this should be a bit. We should get listeners to send us racist situations and then we can see whether they're racist or not.
You know what? I don't agree that every black person needs to be like that. I respect your level of tolerance to this racist stuff because it is tolerance.
Assumed.
It is tolerance. Yeah, fair enough. I'll take that. It is tolerance because some people go through racial things. They'll be like, you know, it is what it is. That's the kind of world we're living in, you know. But some people don't want to shrug at that small thing because they are there to fight that small thing because they want, quote unquote, an equal kind of world, you know. So whether it's small or big, it's the same thing. They want to tackle that. You know, and I think for you, you just shrug your shoulders at a lot of these things. So it's not that they're not racist. I feel like like what you said, on your radar, they just, you know what, we can do without this one. Let's go fight a bigger battle.
No. It's not let's go fight a bigger battle. For me, where I think it is racist, there is
no matter how small.
No matter how small, there is no.
So even if
it's gonna
just
be addressed,
smirked,
huh?
Even a racist smirk, you'd attack it.
What's a racist smirk? Okay, maybe what's different for me is the burden of proof of what constitutes as racist. Because where I see that something is racist, yeah, it has to be addressed. Although,
I will ask of one thing though. If we hear the proper account of the story again from the people that were there, you know, firsthand, not a hand and a half, and you deem it to be racist, you have to come back on air next time and acknowledge that, yes, Pronik was right.
But this why is it about
was
being
a
right?
Racist.
No, no, it's okay. No,
don't
no,
worry
no, no,
about
no,
that.
Okay.
This is just me and
if,
him.
If that is the case,
because of his
where I hear it
high tolerance of
and
racism,
my position changes, then yes, you will get your accolades in public.
Thank you very much.
But yes, thank you very much, Pronik. That was good. Fatsadia, you had something as well, didn't you? Hmm. Definitely not racist, I don't think. Was it?
No, I don't think so.
Was it Dylan?
What
has Dylan been up to this week?
So, okay, let me show you the picture. So, obviously, you won't know where Auschwitz is, what Auschwitz is, and what Auschwitz represents. No. So, Auschwitz is the place where all the Jews were taken to be.
How have you got through life? I didn't know. I don't know. I know you know the story. Maybe
I know
just
the
not the
Holocaust.
Name. But yeah, just
where
surprised
all the
that
Jews,
you don't know
that's
the name.
The place the
but
Jews
yeah,
were
yeah,
taken to be like,
the biggest one.
To be gassed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's called what?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously, it's a museum now, so people go there to and there's like.
To what? To go see dead Jews? Hold on, guys. Don't look at me like that's
no,
a
no, 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 no,
no,
no,
no, no,
no, no, look at you like that. No, yes,
no,
you we'll look at
me
you like that.
Auschwitz was a place where they were taking the Jews to, unfortunately, meet their end.
Yeah,
and that place is now a museum, so people go to see this. So, what do they go to see?
The historical site that it is and what happened.
Fine.
There.
So, you think the bodies have just been laying there since 1940
there
something?
There could be a couple of bones here and there preserved.
And this was Ben?
Guys, I don't think we should be laughing.
And this is literally why this girl was being crucified.
Oh, what is it? You know, Kenya wants to tell you don't go after the Jews, okay?
Literally.
We'll go after the LGBTQIA, not the Jews.
Not the Jews.
They'll end us, huh?
Kidding, go on. Yeah, what happened with
okay.
the girl then?
So, let me. I don't know how to show you this without the caption. Because I don't want the caption to influence
your,
guys's.
Okay, hold on.
Screenshot it.
Edit.
Yeah, screenshot it, edit it, and then crop it to just the thing without the caption.
What do you think of that? When you see that picture, what do you... So that's Auschwitz.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anything wrong with that picture for you?
Given what you've said, no is my answer. But then I can see why I can see why people were angry about. But no, it's open to the public. It's a museum.
No, it's enough for me. There's nothing wrong with this photo. Why? Because she was posing to take a photo.
Probably.
And I'm guessing the pose is inappropriate, or is it maybe the tag that she had? But no, I mean, that's what we do with museums, landmarks.
No, but even...
Pronik has been here.
So what was the caption?
So the caption was... so the origin... This lady's caption was, today I had one of the most harrowing experiences of my life. Regrettably, it
the
didn't...
The most what?
Harrowing experience of my life. Regrettably, it didn't seem everyone there found it quite so poignant.
Wait, is that that then?
Today, I had one of the most harrowing experiences of my life. Mm-hmm. So that's...
don't explain it. Just say it again.
Mm-hmm. Regrettably, it didn't seem everyone there found it quite so poignant. Poignant?
Well, it didn't seem that everyone there found it quite so poignant. Okay, fine. Yeah.
What does poignant mean?
Basically, people went in deep thought enough. People went...
Right.
For the type of place that it was. Yeah, because she's saying
she has, she found it harrowing.
The way these two are taking pictures
gone.
Is inappropriate for the venue.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Right.
So the caption is not the lady taking the picture.
No, the caption is a lady that was there watching,
okay,
watching this unfold.
Fine. Okay, no. I thought that was the caption of the lady posing.
No. That's
okay.
The caption is of this picture. So the lady is witnessing this couple making a photo shoot.
Right, right, right. I think she is... Hurt? She's just been associated into the Karen University.
Yep.
And maybe she's just learning her Karen ways.
No, I don't think so.
And they're coming out.
I don't actually agree because...
She's short.
it's one thing taking a... It's what we say about knowing your surroundings and understanding your surroundings and where you are and how to behave in certain situations. Somewhere like that, you find, be who you... If you don't care about other people, that's fine. Do what you want, be who you are. That's absolutely fine. But
Tani, she took a photo, a selfie, sitting on a train track.
She was a selfie.
It was an Instagram photo.
She took a photo that she posted on Instagram, sitting at a place that is well known for something that happened what 100 years ago.
But from the way it was sounding, these two literally had a photo shoot.
Yeah,
what is wrong with that?
Yeah, photo shoot or not? No, okay.
But at Auschwitz,
what is wrong?
The place where one of the most harrowing things, like the lady said, happened.
So what? Everyone's supposed to be walking there crying.
I'm not saying crying, but have some decorum.
They went to one of the most harrowing places on earth and they took photos.
But those kinds of photos where you're having a photo shoot as if you're at the beach?
Yes.
Okay, no.
It's like going to a funeral and taking selfies with the grave.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Because okay, I get what this lady is saying and what everyone else may say, but I disagree, right? If I was there, would I have a bit more respect, quote unquote? Probably. But if she did that, unless she's not allowed to, and unless there's the rules to say don't do that at this place, then okay, distasteful, maybe. Not your taste, maybe. Let's shame her for it? Absolutely not. I'll say that for two reasons. The first reason is, okay, it's a terrible thing happened at that place, right? But A, it wasn't in her lifetime, right? For her, that's a historical thing. And it's just another story in the history books. Like, for example, let's say the Battle of Britain in 1066, right? People go by that, where the battle happened, and take pictures, whatever. No one says anything. Why? Because it's a historical event. A lot of people died at that battle.
But do they have a photo shoot? I'm not against taking pictures.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Well,
I don't think the people are against them take, because people go to Auschwitz and take pictures.
Okay, fine.
I think it was the nature of the picture taken that was out of context with the setting.
Again, it's what, like I said, can you say, I think that was a bit distasteful. Yes. Should it be something that we shame the girl over and stuff? I don't think so. Because for me, I think the biggest thing is because it is a historical story for her. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of older people, it may be a lot closer to home because maybe their grandparents knew someone there. Some grandparents were even there, right? But she looked quite young. She's probably like...
And she may not even be of a Jewish descent.
Or anything. So for her, it could just be an iconic landmark.
This is not me saying that... you know, crucify the girl or anything like that. It's a discussion I brought to the table. So I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit as well. Just because you don't connect to something in such a deep way as other people around you, does that mean you can't be tasteful about it and still be respectful, even if it doesn't...
She didn't urinate on it.
I didn't say she urinated on it.
I get your question.
Just because someone urinating or something for you is disrespectful, disrespect looks different to different people. We had the whole conversation
but
of respect.
We still have a common, otherwise we can't connect as a people.
Yeah, we have a common, and I think that's why a lot of people were not satisfied with what happened here because I'm disagreeing with
those a lot of people because I don't see that to have been anything wrong.
But that's because that's not your common.
Which is fair enough.
Decides which common wins at what time?
I mean, it's usually...
I'm not sure what just happened there, but what I'm trying to say is that something happened...
The majority.
Right? Technically. It will be the majority. And all they can do is shame her for it. Unless if, like what Chin was saying, unless if she broke any certain rules, then nothing can be followed up. But for her mental health sake, leave her alone, man. Like, the thing is that, I don't know. I respect it. I get it. like what Chino's saying, to be honest with you, I'm agreeing a lot with what Chino's saying. Should she have been maybe a bit more, you know, cautious, you know, maybe think about others and whatnot? Yeah, maybe.
But think about others.
That's the thing.
Why?
In what? Not why, but in what way?
Yeah, in what way?
You see what I mean? Because all she did, she's there, and you know, obviously, she knows why she's there. It's a place that people go to.
She's probably there to see the iconic place. Yeah.
And she's having photo shoots in front of the iconic, something that we've seen of like time and time again. You know, because it's not the Eiffel Tower.
It's an iconic place.
It's a problem.
But it's in that context.
What did you just say?
Because it's not the Eiffel Tower. It's a problem. But it's in that context.
But yeah, but
you know, I get the context.
I'm asking, isn't that the whole point of context? Because if you go to the Eiffel Tower and you're doing something that's typically associated with the Eiffel Tower, no one's going to question it.
Okay. So the way I wanted to pair it or link it with another place, which I brought in, let's say Battle of Hastings. I'm probably not the best example, but I'm trying to think of another tragic event in Britain's history that people go take pictures. But let's say the Tower of London, for example, maybe not the best one.
Nobody died on bonfire night, did they?
No, that was a political thing. That wasn't
but
innocent people being killed.
Those things didn't even go off, did they? No, because he got caught. The plot was discovered. Yeah, that didn't go off.
What about the Black Plague?
D-Day. What about D-Day?
The Black Plague was an illness.
No. Okay. Okay, it's probably not the best one, but I'll just make my point. Just follow my point. Mm-hmm. But D-Day, right? I think it's the day that Britain battled Germany at some beach. A lot of lives were lost. Mm-hmm. I think it's the day effectively the war was won, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of lives were lost that day. To this day, it's probably the battle that claimed the most lives when it comes to the world wars, right? Now, if I went on that beach on D-Day and started taking photos, doing a photo shoot, it wouldn't be an issue, right? Did something tragic happen on that day where a lot of lives lost? Yes. But A, it's not recent history, which is different to what you're saying about a funeral, because that's very recent. The people affected are right there, and you're there taking selfies. That's insensitive.
And their body is there as well.
That's insensitive. Hang on. Effectively, yes. Because
the body isn't there, you can do what you want.
Yes. It would be different if the bodies of the people were there. Okay. To go back to the stupid thing Pronik said that we laughed at. Let's say in some bizarre world, they did leave the bones of the people there for people to see in some bizarre world. And then maybe she was taking pictures of that. Like, that I can maybe agree. Respectfulness, sensitivity. Okay, fine, I can agree. But all this place is a place in which something tragic happened in history where a lot of people died and a genocide took place. Yes, some people go there and cry. Some people go there just to see where this tragic thing happened. And
others go for a photo shoot.
I think that's absolutely fine. I think it's absolutely, like I said, it's one of those things where an argument can be made to say, okay, maybe if someone was so pressed by it and they went and asked her, listen, I know you're probably doing this for Instagram or whatever, I have no problem with it, but I'm just really having a hard time seeing you do that. Can you please stop? And then she refused. I can have that conversation.
I would ask, was someone close? Let me understand why.
That's the conversation I would have. Yeah. But if it's just a matter of this Karen wannabe, literally just saw
we're
this.
We're labeling her a Karen, because again, that's the thing we do with the racism. Just because somebody has found something distasteful, it does not necessarily make them a Karen.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. But
I understood that as just a bit of banter.
Yeah, yeah. But just because this person has seen this happening and they felt like that ruined their experience of Auschwitz, I'm like,
again when she's not there. That's a joke.
Unfortunately, on this one, I'm not with the people.
You're never with the people, my guy.
No, yeah, listen, I'm with the people. just the right people.
Wait, when are you with the people? Sometimes with the people.
But yes, like I said, an argument can be
never with the black guys, never the white guys. Who are you with?
Who do you represent? I represent me, myself, and I am. But yeah, yeah. Would I do that if I went? No. Would I want my children to do that? My wife or whatever? No.
I would probably do it. Like, because...
But it's one of those things.
I think it's one of them things where somebody else looking at it saw something wrong. They themselves didn't see anything wrong. Because that pose is not... I don't know how many other photos were there, but the one that we've seen, it's not even outrageous. Like,
yeah, it would be different if it was inappropriate poses.
I don't think it's... I think it's... From what I read... It was an actual photo shoot. It was like the duration was just
But what kind of poses were in this photo shoot?
I don't think it was about the poses. I think it was just about the fact that it was the ambience of the place and what they were doing just didn't match. It didn't marry.
In their opinion, that's why people are allowed to have opinions.
On
this podcast, we respect opinions.
I can see why it's a conversation, and I get it, and I get it. And I think if it's a conversation on a more nuanced conversation,
but I think then the wider,
I can see. But if it's just the
in the comments, in the wider nuance of the conversation was also along the line: is the generation coming losing a certain sense of just general human respect?
No, are they too far?
But that's
I wouldn't say losing general respect, I don't know if human respect, it wasn't phrased, I get you, but like, obviously
it was a starting, but a lot of things are a starting point.
Yeah, this was a starting point, I don't know if this would be the poster picture
for their movement. That's not what I'm saying, but that was the other points being raised that
generally speaking,
a lot of the people are saying, oh, what do you expect? That's what this generation does. They've lost the nuance for just things like respect and context and understanding what kind of situation that they're in. So that was the wider conversation around the photo as well. Not that this was the poster picture for that, but that's the nuances people are bringing in.
I don't think it's a matter of losing respect. I think it's distance. I would agree with everything Fasana said, but turn that into not so negative. So you know how it says that a generation came that did not know God, right? It's like generations are going, and there's the distance between these historical moments and the generations that are coming is getting bigger and bigger, you know, whether that's because due to lack of passing it on in things like that. I don't know what it is, but it's becoming bigger and bigger. So it's not necessarily, you know, pissing on your grave, but it's like you see a grave and it's like, you see what I mean? So you, there's no attachment to it. So you understand what happened, but there's no that connection to it for you to, I guess, reverence it. So as a result, you know, it's a story. Oh, but this is what used to happen. And then, you know, we'll take pictures. But I was at this grave where, you know, Nelson Mandela was buried. But isn't that
what they're saying? That is the skill that they're losing. So even though, for example, we weren't there when the Holocaust was happening, I'm sure if we went to Auschwitz, we would have a certain kind of reverence.
Decorum.
Yeah, decorum. Is that because we were there? No, but it's because we have that kind of skill to be able to discern what kind of situation we are in. Not because we're connected to it in any shape. You can go to a funeral of somebody you've never met. You're not going to behave
trashy because you don't know the person. You are in that environment of the funeral being taken, happening. What you're not is visiting a house that had that funeral 600 years ago. You see? Now, the lady that posted the thing, I'm going to make an assumption that maybe she felt that deep connection. Now, I want to believe that maybe the history is passed on to her. So the history is relevant to her. It's almost like...
Well, what do you mean by...
No, but I don't assume that she could have just... Maybe she learned about Auschwitz in history and she's gone to Krakow, and that's one of the places people go when they're there.
She's gone to what?
Krakow, the place where Auschwitz is. Sounds like a line of Auschwitz is
common knowledge. Krakow or whatever it is, that's not common knowledge.
You're swearing, you know, there. No, I think my point is to say that I think it's a natural world of things. It's a natural process of things. Yeah. The more the generations come and go, the more distance we will become to certain events. And that means the more they'll lose that emotion connection and just become historical landmarks.
But then I would challenge...
And in my opinion, That's not disrespect. That's not a problem. It's just how things are going to be.
Okay,
just
let me counter that with an example.
Just the last one, yeah? Just like in this room, when it comes to racism, you know, the views around racism going back to, you know, let's say when they used to happen, the general census is, guys, it's been 200-300 years. Can we do something else? You see? That because time has come, and it's not like when I look at a white person today, I'm feeling hurt. That, oh, you are my oppressor. No, that has come and been. It's like, can we look at other things now? So it's not disrespect. It's nothing like that. It's just generations are coming and going. Can we look at other things now?
I agree generally. Mm. I think I agree generally. But that's why I was saying that I wouldn't use this as the poster child. But I agree.
Didn't say they were using it as a poster child. I've already said that.
I'm making my point now. So in making my point, I'm saying everything so that you don't miss anything. Because otherwise, I'll get to the end and you think, oh, you're using this as a poster child. So I want to be sure you know that I'm not using this as a poster child.
We've already agreed we're not.
But yeah, so whereas I agree with the statement to say that our generation is lacking, is lacking that little bit of humanity, I guess you want to call it, that's fine. But then all that is... Because the alternative, right, is for everybody, even 50, 60, 100 years from now, whenever they go to Auschwitz, they must be all solemn and quiet and, oh, you know, reverence this place. And I get it if that's what you want to do. But if someone doesn't have that connection to that place
somebody wants to take their boombox and put it in the middle of, you know, all the shoes that piled up from back then. And stand on top of there and start. That's fine.
Are they breaking any regulations or guidelines set by the place?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Even when it comes to a humanity, decorum, respect perspective. Because otherwise what you're saying
when
is...
When it comes to
what,
that...
Otherwise it's saying what you're saying is behave however you want as long as it's not breaking the law.
No.
Or breaking guidelines. No. Because okay. That's what it sounds like you're saying. Do you get why I'm understanding that?
I get why you're understanding that. So when it comes to the music thing, that's disturbing other people now. That's causing a nuisance to other people. Mm. Therefore, that's the only reason I would take an issue with that because your actions are now disturbing and being a nuisance to other people.
Take away the music.
Okay. It doesn't matter what it is. If your actions are becoming a nuisance... and disturbance to other people, think twice about those actions.
But then these person's actions were...
Everybody is taking
people.
Pictures at Auschwitz. They're just not happy that this girl has decided to make a day out of it. Mm. Okay, for lack of a better word. Mm. Because think about it. What's the difference between someone taking 100 pictures in Auschwitz, just standing still like that, in different locations, and her taking 100 pictures in the same spot, different poses?
Nothing.
So that's the thing. It's this social... It's like a social pressure to conform.
And
I understand why, and I get it because of the place and the meaning and the reverence. And this is why I'm saying that, unfortunately, as the years will go, that will become less important. Mm. If that was happening 5 years after the Holocaust, absolutely. Mm. This is still fresh to people, that people who are still... hurting from this. Like, you can go and find Bob who suffered in that
there's
camp.
There's still people that are still hurting from, and there's still people that suffered in this camp.
Yes, 100%. Mm. But let's be fair. A, they're very old. B, they're very few.
My point is,
it's getting further. Mm. In 50 years, I wouldn't have an issue with the party being thrown at Auschwitz. And it probably will happen. Mm. It will become an event area. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
that. No, okay, fair enough. No, but you get my point. Right.
So you'd actually be okay with a party at Auschwitz in 50
I would attend.
In 100, 200, 300, yes, why not?
Even if it was still Auschwitz.
Yeah. It's always going to be Auschwitz,
let's say they renovated it into something different. But
the area will always be the place where that thing happened. And that's my point. To say, right now, if they deemed that, you know what, guys, yeah, it's... good, we've done a great job. Let's renovate it. Let's make it right, invent space.
Let's make it apartments.
Obviously, like I said, you have to understand, I'm separating my feelings with the object reality. Mm. I'm trying my best, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm trying my best. So what I'm saying is, for me, if you ask me, I'll say, no, keep it. It's a symbol of what happened. Mm. Keep it. Mm. But then if, where is it?
Krakow.
If the council of Krakow decided, okay, guys, we've had enough of this. We need a place for weddings or whatever. Let's renovate it. I wouldn't fight it. I'd be like, if it's their property, do whatever they want. Let them do it. Mm. because yes, it's just a place at the end of the day. It's a place. Who knows? Maybe someone was beheaded in this very studio years ago.
But isn't a lot of things because, again, isn't that why the saying ignorance is bliss exists? Because until you know something, then at that point, then you have the obligation to act correctly. If you don't know something, you can't act proper. So, for example, back home, if there's a funeral, people put leaves on the road. If you don't know the significance of those leaves, you'll pass like anyhow. You'll be still singing your happiness. If I brought none of my business, while you're walking past those leaves. Once you understand the meaning of those leaves, does your obligation does your obligation not change, and how you carry yourself not change?
Yes, I agree.
Are you not missing the nuance if you now understand the significance of those leaves? And obviously, again, people have choice. I'm not saying if you do what you do, if you're just like that kind of person, you're that kind of person. But overall, what we would expect as a society, you can say, fine, it's conforming, it's whatever. Once you've understood the meaning of those leaves, you will act with reverence when you're passing that area because you know something has happened.
Why would your behavior change once you understand?
Because that's how humans behave.
No, no, that's not how humans behave. That's how we expect you to behave once you understand the meaning, but why? Why are we expecting that from you?
My answer is going to be the same, because that's how humans behave.
It is because that person has a connection and understanding, you know, of what has happened.
But that's his question.
That's
the question. The answer to the question cannot be the question.
No, okay.
That's my answer.
That's what I'm saying. His question is, once you've understood...
Let me pick up the ball and carry on.
Once you've understood the nuances, why do you behave like that? And your answer is because you've understood the nuances.
Yeah. At least I gave an answer. What's yours?
I did give an answer.
Why are you taking my answer?
I gave an answer.
Your answer is... He said no to your answer. And you gave the same one.
No, but he hasn't. But I made it clear that...
No, humans don't behave like that. And you're saying, yeah, that's my answer. And he said no.
Okay.
At least I tried. I did clarify.
Like,
mine is wrong, but what's yours?
But I did clarify that from the way I'm understanding his question, that's the only way I felt able to answer that question. Okay. So yeah, you can say fine.
The reason
we expect you to change how you act, because you understand that a death has happened here. Mm-hmm. People are mourning. People are going through a tough time. Have some respect.
Yeah.
So in essence, we're just asking you, you understand that this means the funeral, have some respect, right? Mm. Auschwitz happened in 1940-something, right?
And you understand that people died here, a harrowing thing died here. Have some respect.
Ago. Yes.
I don't think people...
200 years ago.
No, okay, it's not 200 years ago. It's a long time ago.
Can you give me an actual number? I keep trying. What's the actual number? I tried 100. I tried 50.
It's definitely not 200, but a long time ago. That's the point. The point is, yes, people died there a long time ago, right? We cannot expect people 50 years from now to still have the same emotional connection to Auschwitz than like we do, right?
And what we have is hardly there.
Unfortunately, we can't. Let me finish my point.
Emotional connection, but you still get that respect because you understand something. You're not related.
No,
the
issue of that is you are actually living that moment. Right, you're actually in that moment, so it's not about you having an emotional connection, it's about the thing that you're experiencing, because the funeral is happening in that moment at the same time as you, whether you know that person or not. You can hear the cries or you can see the casket, right? So you are living that moment. We're not living Auschwitz right now. Right now, the thing is, we cannot expect people to have the same emotional connection now than they did before.
What they can do, you only have respect and reverence when you have an emotional connection.
Yes.
What they can do, if they want to keep that, and which is why they can add things like no pictures, no talking, don't run, maybe no murmuring, whatever. If they want to keep a certain atmosphere, and understand that's them wanting to keep a certain atmosphere in the place. If they want to keep that atmosphere, they can put guidelines in place, right? That's different. Then you're breaking that atmosphere that they want to maintain. But it's not that. That's about atmosphere. It's not about emotional connection or respect or understanding. Now it's about atmosphere. the more years that go, the more guidelines they'll have to put to maintain that atmosphere.
Those temples we've visited when we've gone abroad, how many rules do they have to tell us? How many guidelines have they put? I'm sure the guidelines are still the same, but people still humble themselves in a certain way.
Okay, here's what I want to say, Fatani, and see if you agree or not, right? 5-10 years after the Auschwitz finished, nobody was taking pictures in Auschwitz, right? Again.
They didn't have cameras.
I don't know. They had cameras. Okay, no, but better yet, it probably wasn't a public attraction.
No.
Because something deadly happened there.
No, they're probably still cleaning.
Okay, fine. They're probably still cleaning. But my point is, it came to a point where it was now appropriate to open it to the public.
So they can go view it. That's the same with a lot of historical monuments.
Listen to my point. Follow me. I haven't landed yet.
No, you stopped.
A lot of black people like saying that. I haven't landed yet. I'm still flying. Hang on. My point is...
Such a racist comment. But
there is a natural order.
How?
There's a natural order of things, right? Listen, there's a natural order of things, right? When the Auschwitz was happening, or shortly after it finished, there was a period of time where it was deemed inappropriate to open that to the public as a tourist attraction or as an attraction.
How do we know it was deemed inappropriate or the idea had just not been floated?
Humanity, Ubuntu, the thing you're talking about, right? But then it came to a point where it's a terrible thing still happened here. But you know what, guys? Come and see. Because think about, we're going to see a place where people died. Think about that concept. But it doesn't matter. But it came to a point where... He was like, okay, guys.
What exactly are we going to see?
Yes, it still happened, but you can now come and see. Mm. You can open to the public. Mm. I imagine in the first few years, I doubt anyone would have like taken the pictures, but whatever. Mm. And naturally, the thing will just get less, for lack of better word, less important. For lack of better word. Which is why I'm saying that 100, 150 years from now, DJ Khaled's great grandson will be having Coachella there.
I don't think so, but if you say so.
Yeah, I mean, you just understand the sentiment I'm saying. Yeah, that it will get to a point where. Yeah, so. And I think this girl taking a picture is just an insight into
that future where it's going.
Yeah, the start of something.
And just because that's the future that it's going, does that mean it's okay and it's acceptable?
I don't know about okay. I don't know about acceptable. Natural order of things.
I would say it's okay. I would say that it's acceptable, but I would say that it doesn't mean that people have to like it, because unfortunately, people don't have to like it.
No, but people will like it because whether they like it or not, will come a generation that has no emotional connection to Auschwitz whatsoever. Okay, there are a lot of places where terrible things happened. Where. In the years following that those terrible things happened, it deserved a certain level of reverence. I would use that word, reverence, respect, you know, humility. But then it gets to a point where, unfortunately, it just loses that meaning. Not loses the meaning, but yeah, loses the meaning, for lack of a better word. I don't know. And I know you're looking at me thinking, I can't believe you're saying this, but
no, don't look like you're just saying it. It's just the it's a discussion.
No. It's just the order of things, isn't it? Like, imagine all the Egypt, for example. Egypt held God's people captive for how many years?
And we went there and partied.
Imagine
475.
That's a land that people suffered, died, or whatever. A lot of terrible things happened. We were there. Phoebe, turn up, hey, baby, turn up, hey. Why?
But it wasn't on top of Pharaoh.
I mean, it could have been if we wanted to.
Pharaoh, didn't we?
No. We just went to see some.
Whose tomb was that we went to see? Didn't we go see someone's tomb?
Wasn't it Tut's? Was it Tut's? Something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, yeah. No, honestly, good. Well done, guys. Pro Nick, Fatsani. Those were very good discussion points. Very good. For everybody listening, let us know what you think. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know what you think down below. If you're watching on any of the podcast platforms, either go to our YouTube and let us know, or let us know on our Instagram or Twitter.
Offbeat POV.
All right, so then I want to go back to, what's his name? Hakimi.
Something like
Hakimi, Akrim, whatever.